This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. Triple Threat, Sports Radio 610. Sean Pendergast and Rich Lord with you. And joining us on the program now, he is in his first year as the head football coach at the University of Houston. Among the many games on the schedule, among the many challenges the Cougs have this year, is the Advocare Texas kickoff game, which is Friday, September 13th, against Washington State. Dana Holgorsen, the new head coach of the Cougs, joining us on the program right now. Coach, when you hear you got Washington State coming up in that kickoff game and Mike Leach is on the other sideline, have you guys had any conversations about this thing coming up yet?
No, I was going to go on vacation with them in the Bahamas for about 5 days. We had that thing planned like a year ago. And once you got to compete against guys, then you don't really want to hang out with them. So I canceled the trip. which is unfortunate because it's always fun to hang out with Mike, whether it's in the Keys or Bahamas or Europe or whatever. He's a pretty smart, fascinating guy, knows a little bit of everything about everything. All you gotta do is ask him. So he's a good friend of mine, and that should be a pretty entertaining week leading up to it.
Yeah, a pretty entertaining week and what's going to be a pretty challenging first month of the season for you guys, no doubt about that. We'll get into that in just a second, but I guess just state of the union, how are things going so far in your first spring as a coach of the Cougs?
Good. We got a bunch done. I was happy with our 15 practices that we got. It gets to a point where you need some downtime. We got after it and squeezed every bit of energy out of these guys that we possibly could. I think we got somewhere around 450 live reps and a whole lot of practice time. Got into a whole bunch of situations and got better as a football team. So, but you got to heal up. You got to give them some time off. May is the only time of the year where these guys get a little bit of vacation. It's pretty much year round, but school is closed down in May. Coaches go recruit. We'll get started. We'll give them about 5 weeks off, and then we'll get started back up in June. They'll be ready to get back to work at that point, and coaches will be ready to get ready to start coaching them again as well. You mentioned that preseason game, and I tried to get Mike to move that thing to week zero to play it right away. I wanted to hurry up and get that one done. But he's like, "You think I'm an idiot, Dana? I want to watch your video against Oklahoma and Prairie View before we got to deal with you guys." So that was shot down pretty quick.
Coach, we know you got a lot on your table these days, so we do appreciate the time. We're doing this interview over the phone, so I can't confirm this by looking at you, but I got to ask you, you got a Red Bull in your hand right now?
Well, I got two in the garbage. I just threw two of them in the trash, so I probably got time for a few more.
I asked because pretty much every picture and video I've seen of you recently, it feels like there's a Red Bull glued to your hand. And maybe that's a metaphor for how hectic your life has been since making this big decision. Would that be fair?
That'd be fair. Yeah, that'd be fair. I mean, I understand what this awesome city has to offer. And yeah, you need energy to be able to do all the things that you're able to be able to do. I mean, I've been to probably 15 Rockets games and threw out the first pitch at the Astros and actually went last night as well, but and then just all the good friends that I got and all the great restaurants around here, and then we got an awful lot of work to do here within the offices of the football program, and then getting out there fundraising and all that stuff. There's not enough time in the day, so I need that Red Bull to keep me going.
Well, let me just ask you a broad question about coming from West Virginia, because you know what we talk about on shows like this. It's a guy's coming from a Power 5 school to a Group of 5 school. We talk about the money and so forth, and I'm sure there's a bit of pressure that comes with all of that. But what attracted you most in terms of returning to the city of Houston?
Well, yeah, I had a great job and enjoyed my time at West Virginia. We won a lot of games, and you know, one of the things I've done is for all the NFL guys, and I know we're going to get into that conversation with the draft right around the corner, but you know, I'm looking at about 25 jerseys hanging on my wall here that are all West Virginia draft picks. You know, and I'm hoping to add about six more. You know, this year as well. But so it was just, you know, happy there and won a lot of games and all that, but just the opportunity to be able to, one, come back to Houston, which I consider Houston my home. I know what the University of Houston needs is stability. This has been a revolving door, you know, at athletic director, at, you know, head football coach. You know, it was refreshing to see Coach Sampson stay. You know, I just think we got a bunch of good quality continuity at all the programs here at Houston, and the fact that there's high expectations is one of the things that attracted me to this. You know, we got great leadership with President Couture. She's a superstar and has done unbelievable things for the university over the last 12 years. Enrollment is up, buildings are being built. You know, you got obviously with Mr. Fertitta, you know, being the chairman. You know, he knows a thing or two about building programs and building successful things. So, you know, the expectations that exist with our football program is no different than what it is with basketball or track or baseball or you know, the law school, the business school, or the new medical school that's going to be built here around the corner, the food and beverage department. Everybody has high expectations. And this place just keeps getting better. I've kept my eye on it for the last 10 years, and it's night and day different. And I think 10 years from now, we'll be in a pretty healthy place here at the University of Houston.
University of Houston head football coach Dana Holgorsen joining us on the program. Dana, you mentioned the NFL draft coming up, and you mentioned all those names with West Virginia. Before we get to your West Virginia guys, there's a University of Houston guy that's rumored to be going, I've seen this week, possibly top three in Ed Oliver. I know you didn't coach Ed Oliver here, but how important is it for the program to see a guy and for recruits and others to see a guy like Ed Oliver get drafted, maybe even as high as third in the draft this Thursday?
Yeah, he's going high. There's no doubt. He's been around here a good bit. I've brought him in and sat down and talked with him, and that was one of the first things that I did. He's made a difference with the recruiting aspect of recruiting kids here in the city of Houston to stay at the University of Houston. So he's been impactful, and he's gonna remain impactful. I mean, there's a lot of the kids that I talk to that say they want to do the same thing that Ed Oliver does. You get to stay in, you get to stay close to home. Your family gets to see you play every week, and you can go fulfill your dreams of going to the NFL as well. That's something that can happen here at the University of Houston, and it's becoming reality. You know, so it's gonna be fun to watch him walk up there on that stage and represent the University of Houston. And he's going to come back a lot and be able to continue to help us. He'll still impact our program long after he's gone. Yeah, there's a couple other guys that I'm hoping get drafted pretty high too. You know, this corner Isaiah Johnson is a good looking corner that's been rumored to go, you know, probably somewhere on the second day. You know, so there's a couple of them that are going to be picked, and you know, you. Look, city kids can come here and play, and everybody can watch it, and then you can go fulfill your dream in the NFL.
Coach, speaking of the draft this weekend, and I'm sure we'll ask you a little bit about Will Greer, no doubt, but I'm just fascinated by this David Sills story. This is a kid whose name we first heard in 2014, or 2010, I think it was, when he was 14, and Lane Kiffin offered him a scholarship to play quarterback at USC. That made a lot of headlines. He wound up at West Virginia, and not to tell the entire story, but left for a while to pursue his goal of playing quarterback, came back. Now he's a wide receiver who a lot of people are projecting could be an impact player at that position in the NFL. How good of an athlete is this kid?
Yeah, he's and he's getting better is the thing about it. He's only played receiver for 2 years, you know. So the thing that people like about him and all the scouts that I've talked to, you know, he's going to continue to get better. But you know, he's a great athlete that makes plays when he's covered. And that's the name of the game in the NFL. I mean, the corners are so good. The coverage is so good. you know, rarely, and if there's so much man coverage, rarely are you going to just be wide open, right? You got to be able to make plays when you're covered. And that's what David does best. You know, the shorter the field gets in the red zone, the tighter the coverage is going to get, you know. And he had, I think, somewhere in the neighborhood of about 25 red zone touchdown catches over the course of his last 2 years. So people are fascinated with his ability to be able to make the play and make the catch when he's covered, which that's NFL football right there.
Dana Holgorsen joining us on the program. And what about Will Greer, Coach? We see his name. I feel like I see four names at the top of the draft board at quarterback, and then Will Greer is usually right a tick behind those guys in these mock drafts. Are there the NFL folks selling Will Greer a little bit short right now?
You know, I don't know, and I don't think we're going to know until the draft is over, really. You know, I mean, there's some guys. I tell you what usually happens with quarterbacks is, you know, one goes and then the next one that needs one, they take one, and then the next team panics because they don't want to get left out without them. And then you may say that there's like two first-round draft picks at quarterback, and then all of a sudden there's six of them taken. You know, so it wouldn't surprise me if he sneaks into the late first round. If quarterbacks aren't getting taken, then it may be round two or round three. It's kind of a strange deal. You know, everybody's saying that Murray kid's going number one. I think Cliff likes that kid a good bit. He's gonna do his stuff. That'd be a good one to be able to do his stuff with right there. You know, and then I think the rest of them are all pretty comparable after that.
Dana Holgorsen joining us here on Sports Radio 610. September 13th is the date. It's a Friday night AdvoCare Texas kickoff game. It's the University of Houston in Washington State. AdvoCareTexasKickoff.com is where you can get your tickets. I would imagine games like this are a big selling point when you're on that recruiting trail, right, Dana?
Yeah. I mean, those neutral site games is what I think the future of bowl games is. Honestly, you want to have a bowl game and have it sold out, then play it when everybody's undefeated, right? So that's when you get the most. That's when you get the most attention, and that's really why I wanted to move that thing to week zero. Is you get because again, I think that's the future of what bowl games are. You know, there's so many guys sitting out of bowl games. There's so many guys that. You know, you go play in a bowl game and there's 1,500 people in the stands or something like that. I mean, bowl games used to be what the goal is. The goal now is to get into the playoff. I think the playoff's probably going to expand to 16 at some point. You're either going to be in that conversation or you're not. And then you're going to start recruiting, you know. So play the bowl games in the beginning of the year when everybody's got everybody's undefeated and everybody's excited about it. But those neutral site games are a lot of fun. I've been a part of them here. You know, we played Tennessee and Charlotte. That thing was spectacular last year to open up the season. I've been, you know, and played in the Georgia Dome against Alabama. That was just a ton of fun. So those neutral site preseason games are the future of where it's going. You can make a lot of money on it. There's a lot of people in the seats wanting to watch those things as well. So it should be a lot of fun.
Hey, Dana, we appreciate the time, man. Go enjoy your summer, and we look forward to catching up with you as the season draws closer, man. Appreciate it.
All right, sounds good. I'll see you guys around, man. Appreciate you having me on.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.